Hello and welcome to this service from St Saviour's Church on the second Sunday of after Trinity, using the readings for Proper 6. Our service consists of an opening prayer, the gospel reading for the day, a reflection, some intercessions and a blessing. We begin with a prayer. O God, at whose bidding the seed will sprout and the shoot grow towards full stature, hear the prayer of your assembled people. Make us trust in your hidden ways, that we may pray with confidence and wait for your kingdom now growing in our midst. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Such a large crowd gathered around Jesus that he got into a boat. Began to teach them using many parables. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Here ends the reading. Jesus uses simple parables about everyday things to help explain to his disciples how the kingdom of God grows among us. Growing seeds were familiar to his disciples, and they're familiar to us today. Two parables are really making the same point about the nature of God's kingdom. There is a strong contrast between small beginnings and great results. Something is happening in the present, the process of growth. The process is mysterious to people, and it leads to remarkable results. Mark is making a point about the growth of the kingdom and wants to encourage Christians. The original seed may disappear, but it will grow, and eventually will emerge strong and flourishing. It is a point to give heart to dejected and even persecuted Christians. It's also making a Christological point that Jesus is the one who teaches with authority and also proclaims the death and resurrection of Jesus as the mystery of the kingdom. The power of Jesus may now be hidden, but it will ultimately be made manifest in his control over the chaotic powers of nature that are beyond human fathoming. Just as the seed has its own power and dynamism that is finally revealed at the harvest, so too does the mystery of the kingdom of God. The power of Jesus is seemingly hidden and absent on the cross, but it will spring up with glory when he returns. Jesus uses the image of a mustard seed because it's one of the smallest seeds you can find. Of course, there are smaller seeds, some as fine as dust, but it was small enough to make the point. The point of the two parables we hear today is about growth, which seems mysterious. It is natural for things to grow, even without our conscious involvement. The kingdom of God is like this. It has a tendency to grow, to change, to evolve. It grows and people don't know how. It grows even invisibly, and then suddenly springs up for all to see. It's a nice story, but what does it mean for us? Perhaps there's something here to do with hope and expectation that we need to learn. We ourselves might seem very small, and the church might seem small when compared with the world, but we have the principle of spiritual growth within us. It will make a difference if allowed to grow. It will flourish. It will produce a rich harvest. We should live in hope, in expectation. I attended a conference a few years ago at which the main speaker was Bernadette Farrell, the hymn writer and social activist. She told some very encouraging stories about the small beginnings of social action, which have led to big results. She's one of the founders of London Citizens, a group that is campaigning for, among other things, the living wage. As a music writer, she's keen on the use of music and its role in bringing about change. She pointed out that the African song, which has become the national anthem for 5 countries in Africa, Zambia, Tanzania, Namibia, Zimbabwe and South Africa, Nkosi Sikelel' iAfrika, Lord Bless Africa in Xhosa, was originally composed as a hymn in 1897 by Enoch Sontonga, a Xhosa clergyman at a Methodist mission school near Johannesburg. So it just started as a hymn to be sung, but its influence grew. Let us be encouraged by stories of the kingdom to grow in our own faith and trust, and to live out being part of the growing kingdom. We turn to the Lord in prayer. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the life you have breathed into humanity by your Holy Spirit, and for his presence in the Church. We pray for inspiration for our leaders, remembering especially Justin, our Archbishop, and Viv, our Bishop. And we pray that you'll fill us and all your Church with faith and hope as we seek your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for the marvellous abundance of life on earth, the profusion of your creation, and for the mysterious growth of things, visible and invisible. We pray for fruitfulness in due season, for human care in the use of the world's resources, and for charity and compassion in sharing the abundance that we receive with others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for our community, for the life we share together, and for what you have entrusted to us. May we be sensitive to your presence, hear your word, ponder it, and live out what we learn in our lives. Help us to be heralds of your coming kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and the suffering, the anxious and the depressed. Remember all those who are very lonely at this time. And we pray that their inner being may be nourished by the power of your presence, their faith be strengthened, and their hurts be healed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have journeyed through this physical world and have now come closer to your kingdom, especially those we know and love. Raise them up by your power to fullness of life in Christ, that they may grow and flourish in your eternal kingdom of justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rejoicing in our fellowship with Blessed Mary and all your saints, we offer you these prayers, Lord, trusting in your love for us and for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We conclude our short service with a blessing. May God make you steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.